So this is our lab. This is where we kind of pull up demos for various events, that kind of stuff. And we have various devices here that are running both Windows CE and Windows XP embedded. Now, most people, when they think of Windows CE as an operating system, think of Pocket PC and smartphone, those kind of devices. But as we do a walk around the lab here and look at some of these devices, you'll see that Windows CE is in far more than just a Pocket PC or smartphone style devices. So why don't we start at this end of the lab?
Okay.
And we have a number of demos kind of set up here. We're setting up for a conference at the moment. One of the things we have here is a voice over IP phone, and this is from Broadcom. And this is connected into a server which is running on our AIM web machine here. And this is running Windows Server 2003 and Live Communication Server. But one of the things that we can do here, this is running Windows CE version 5, pre-release version of Windows CE. And if I click on a button here, like directory, one of the great things about this new release for Windows CE is that I can do things like click on Global Address List and just search my Exchange server for somebody's details. So for example, I could click on Scott Horn, bring up Scott's details, and directly look at his calendar to find out whether he's in a conference right now or whether he's busy, whether I can give him a call. So I can just dial him directly from here. Now alternatively, because this is just voice over IP, I've also got a Windows XP laptop here, which is signed into the same live communication server. This is running Windows Messenger version 5. So I can just right-click on a person. I could hit Start Voice Conversation. And that will start a voice conversation with this phone up here. So this is an integration of Windows CE, live communication server, and also the Windows XP desktop, all running voice over IP. I should probably take that. Okay, so if we come across into this side of the bench, we have a number of other devices. This is a kitchen device from a company, Icebox, and this will play DVDs, this will play CDs, this connects to the internet so you can browse the internet. You can also play TV stations on this as well. It's designed for kitchen use. As you can see, the remote controls are pretty kind of robust. I can just dump these into a pot of water or into a sink, and these are still going to work when I pull these back out again. Again, this is running Windows CE. This is a Windows XP embedded device. This is a retail point of sale system. And we have a number of deployments based on Windows XP embedded right now for retail point of sale. Coming further down, this is an industrial control system running on Windows CE. This is probably about as far as you can get away from your typical pocket PC or smartphone device. Windows CE is an operating system. It's a hard real-time operating system. People like KUKA, who make robots for manufacture of cars and other types of devices using Windows CE for their hard real-time control. We also have other devices very similar to Pocket PC or smartphone in look and feel. This is a combined PDA and phone. You can see that the panel just kind of slides down to give you more of a view onto the system. But this is not running Pocket PC or smartphone. This is running a custom Windows CE operating system built on this device. Okay, so let's head further down. Again, this is a Windows CE device. This is a security robot, which is currently shipping in Japan. This is made by Fujitsu. And this is running Windows CE. You program this with the dimensions of the building that the robot's going to be living in. And it will move around the building looking for intruders. It's got two bumpers on the front here. So if the lower bumper gets hit, it will raise itself up and move itself across an obstacle, such as a doorstop or whatever else, and then continue moving on the other side. It's got dual cameras at the top, so if it detects any movement inside the building, it can take a photograph, it can dial your cell phone, send you a copy of the photograph that's been taken, and also give you a voice link to the robot so you can talk to whoever's at the other end. We have a number of devices that are running as RDP terminals, remote desktop protocol terminals, such as this one here, and a number of other examples of the same style of device up on the top shelf here. From Hewlett-Packard and Wise and so on, as well as a very small version of this, which is the Extreme PC. This is the complete RDP terminal running here, which is connected up to this monitor. So this is the complete unit, supporting Ethernet and audio, serial parallel, USB for keyboard and mouse, as well as a smart card reader on the front. Other kind of interesting devices, we have devices here like a picture frame, for example. Now, there are two ways that this works. I can either plug in a compact flash card and just view the photographs directly from that. This also has wireless networking built in, so I could connect directly to the my network at home and pull photographs off of my PC. It could well be that I have people visiting me and they really like this photograph that's currently being displayed. So this also supports touch screen. I can simply touch the screen. This will bring up a menu, which will give me the ability to directly email this photograph to whoever it is that's interested in that particular device, that photo.
And did this come out of Bill Gates' house?
This didn't come out of Bill's house, but this is directly available right now. This is about $2,000 on the market for this picture frame. Everybody's favorite Windows CE device. This is the Bernina Artista 200 sewing machine. This is running Windows CE. This has a built-in modem. It also has access to a CD-ROM drive, so I can load images from the CD. I can dial up to the internet and pull down various images directly from the internet onto the sewing machine, or indeed patterns directly from the internet onto the sewing machine. I can then get this to embroider those patterns or logos or images directly onto a shirt or whatever else. It's kind of neat. Everyone's favorite Windows CE device.
So is this how you did your shirt?
Absolutely.
Really?
Okay, so this is...
So if we need some custom shirts done, we just come over to the lab here?
Absolutely. Pretty low cost. Just slip $20 under the door and a t-shirt and give me 10 minutes and it'll be done.
All right.
Okay. Next, this is a fairly interesting device. This is known as the Fraserlator. This is being used by peacekeeping forces across the world. And in this situation, you can imagine that maybe you're part of a medical team or whatever, and you're working in a country where you simply don't understand the language. And you want to communicate with people. You want to find out if they're hurt, where it hurts, where the rest of the family is, or whatever else. So this has a number of thousand phrases built in. So I can select a phrase. In this case, this is... I don't understand you. But this could be things like, show me where you're hurt. And you get the person you're talking to point to a particular area. So you can then deal with them better. Various reference boards. This is one example of a Windows CE reference board from a company called Intrinsic. And this is just the prototype of a final Windows CE-based device. Other kind of interesting devices, we have navigation systems based on Windows CE. This has got built-in GPS. You just mount this on your dashboard and drive around, and this will give you directions and so on while you're driving. Moving further along, this is something called the Turtle Beach from Audiotron. This is a media player. This will connect onto your home network, pull down audio files from your various PCs inside of your home, and give you the ability to play them directly through this unit. So this is built to sit in your media rack along with your media center PC and whatever else. The unit that's sat on the top here is actually another reference board. This is an ARM-based reference board. Most of this is actually thin air, but you can see the complete reference board just kind of sat on the bottom here. And I can build this, a custom Windows CE operating system image, and I could download that operating system into here and use this potentially as something like a residential gateway running on top of Windows CE. Okay, let's move further along. Talking of media, this is an interesting device. This is known as the Digify, and this has got a combination of Windows XP embedded, which is in the base unit here. The idea of this is that I'd simply put a CD into the CD tray. This unit would connect to the internet, pull down the artist's details, and rip the CD directly onto its 160 gig hard drive inside the unit. We're also running SQL Server and SQL Server CE inside of this unit as well. One of the things you'll notice is that there's a pocket PC sat on top of the unit here. This synchronizes through SQL CE and a wireless connector that's just kind of sat at the back here. And so all of the artist information, all of the album information gets pulled down directly onto the pocket PC. So I could be anywhere inside of my home networking environment, connected wirelessly back to the Digify, and I could select whichever album or tracks I want to play. So we can just start this playing just over a wireless link. But I could be walking around the house and choosing music to play. And this application just runs on a regular pocket PC. There's nothing special about that device. Still on the idea of media, this is a device known as the Portable Media Center. You may have heard of this. And this gives me the ability to store TV programs, so I could select a TV program, hit OK, and start watching that TV program. Obviously, this gives me the ability to synchronize both TV programs, movies, pictures, music down onto this device and take it with me while I'm out on the road.
Nice quality.
It's very good quality. So that's a TV program that's been recorded. I can also come down onto my music and synchronize the music directly with my desktop PC. And obviously the artist information gets pulled down as well. Or, alternatively, I could go to my pictures and play a slideshow of pictures that I've pulled down onto this device as well. So it gives me the ability to do a number of different things. Take my media with me wherever I'm going to go. Certainly on long plane trips, I need to have one of these with me while I'm moving. Another device based on Windows CE, this is a ticket machine, touchscreen. You've probably seen devices very similar to this at train stations or at airports where you're parking your vehicle, and either on the way in or the way out, you need to collect a ticket for your car before you park. Okay, so that's nearly it. One final device I want to show you is actually tucked away in the corner here. And this is something known as the Exertris exercise bike. And this is running Windows XP embedded. So why is this running Windows XP embedded? Well, what you actually need to do is have a look at the screen here. If I start pedaling, you'll notice the screen changes. This is an exercise bike that's running Windows XP embedded. And the idea is that you play games, and the games prompt you to pedal. So I choose however long I want to exercise for, and in this case I choose 5 minutes. Medium pace, and now we start the game. I can feel that the pressure on the pedals has already increased. I'll just select one of the standard tracks here. And now as I pedal, the faster I pedal, the more control I've got over the unit on the screen. So I can select where this is going to go. And as soon as I stop pedaling, you can see it drops faster. So I pedal quicker. So obviously the reason for choosing Windows XP embedded for this device was for the support for technologies like DirectX. Because you obviously have really good kind of graphics being displayed on this game. The other thing about this is it's multiplayer. So I can connect multiple of these game units together and play against my friends. It's really addictive. You don't even realize that you're getting exercise while you're on this thing.
How come the Pro Club doesn't have these?
Yeah, very good question. I think we need to get some. Okay, so that's about it. That's the cool tour of the lab.
Wow, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.